You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. We shall be reading Mark chapter 4, verse 36 to 40. Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" Every time I read this scripture, I always wonder why Jesus will say to them, "Why are you so fearful?" Should they not be fearful in such situation? The disciples said, "Don't you care that we are perishing?" I'm sure some of you feel that way. You feel that you are going down, it's like God doesn't care. You feel that you are perishing and there seems to be no help coming from anywhere. There seems to be silence from heaven. You see, in this passage, Jesus revealed to us the three levels of walk with God. Or can I say three levels that you can be as a child of God? Let's go through them very quickly. Level one, panicking and crying when storms and trouble comes. It means that this is a Christian that any challenge is always crying. He is always panicking. He is shaking. He is running helter-skelter looking for solution. That is level one. The second one, Jesus awoke from sleep, and then he rebuked the storm. This is a believer that when there's crisis, he take hold of the word of God. He said, "This is what the Lord says." He will take charge. He will calm the storm. He will rebuke. But there is the third one. That was Jesus sleeping. And that's where God is taking all of us to. That's where we should be. He said, "Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You see, Jesus rebuking the storm is second best. It's not the best. Because after rebuking the storm, he said, "Why were you panicking?" So it means that rebuking the storm for them was not what they should experience. What he wanted them to experience was how to sleep in a storm. Where are you in your walk with God? You know, when you meet a preacher that God had helped to learn how to sleep in storms, those kind of preachers, when you tell them some problem, they look at it, they say, "Oh no, you don't have problem. Don't worry, just relax. This is what the word of God says. So please, just relax. Nothing will happen. No demon can touch you." People don't like that. I've noticed these people don't like it. What they want is when they tell stories of attacks, of demons, they want you to say, "Wow, wow, let's pray. This demon, I say, he get ya." Aha! They feel that this is a man of God. This is the one to sow seed onto. That's what they like. Brethren, there is rest in the word of God. A lady was telling me how demons comes to attack her. I said, "All these years that they have been attacking, why have they not killed you? Why are you scared of demons?" The problem is that you are demon conscious. You are not Christ conscious. You are not. I say every time I'm telling you the word of God, you say you hear, but you hear nothing. You are not paying attention to what I'm saying. You are just saying, "I hear you," but you can't, you are not listening. If you listen, if you really hear what the word of God is saying, you will rest. I say, I am resting. I don't know why you are not resting. I'm resting. You see, brethren, it is God's desire that we rest. The perfect situation for them would have been to rest in that storm. But they preferred Jesus rebuking the storm. But before he rebuked the storm, there was also the case of crying and thinking that you are going to perish. I think that's where most people are. That level of crying, always crying, crying, crying. Did you know it's the same storm? Jesus was also in that storm also. Was Jesus' life not also at stake in that storm? Or they panicked? But at least, thank God, he rebuked the storm. So when he rebuked the storm, then they became okay. But you see, the danger with that second one is that if the storm comes again, they will be looking for something to rebuke it because they've not learned how to rest. They've not learned how to trust God's word. No, forget this one. The word of God is very clear. He said, I am seated in Christ Jesus, far above principalities and powers. He said, he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. Do you know, I'm saying this very sincerely and humbly. I will never be praying against witches and, you know, all of those things. I honestly believe that it's an insult on my Christian life. A waste of time for me to be spending the amount that God has graciously given to me to be praying against witches, wizards, for what? You know, these are the elementary. When the Bible says that Jesus is the head of principalities and power, and I'm seated in him, and then I won't be worrying about if a member in the family that is sitting under a tree and is enchanting my name. The Bible said there is no enchantment against Israel. There is no divination against Jacob. So why will I be troubled about such things? Brethren, let's go into the holies of holies. Let's come to that place where we can rest because of what Jesus has accomplished on the cross. May God give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.